harvestkc.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find us online, kansaspublicradio.org. It's cloudy and 70 degrees here, slight chance for showers and storms today. Otherwise, just sunny skies and hot with a high of 95. Flash flood warning continues for southwestern Franklin, northwestern Anderson.
Good morning. President Biden answered questions.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. A flash flood warning remains in effect until 7:45 this morning for southwestern Franklin and northwestern Anderson counties. That part of our listening area has received 3 to 5 inches of rainfall overnight. Some of the affected communities include Richmond and Princeton. The nation is mourning the loss of one of its greatest astronauts. Kansas-born Joe Engel died yesterday, surrounded by family and friends. He's the only astronaut to pilot both the X-15 jet fighter and the space shuttle. Engel became an astronaut at the age of 32, the youngest pilot ever to qualify as an astronaut. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson called him a natural pilot who helped humanity's dreams take flight in the Apollo program and as one of the first commanders in the Space Shuttle program. Engel was born in Dickinson County, Kansas, and graduated from the University of Kansas with a degree in aeronautical engineering in 1955. Joe Engel was nearly 92 years old. Kansas will receive about $45 million in federal grants to help build and repair roads, bridges, and sidewalks around the state, Daniel Caudill reports.
It's part of a program that uses both federal and local dollars to fund infrastructure projects. More than half of the money will help the city of Topeka make about 50 miles of sidewalk more accessible. Another $16 million will help improve roads and sidewalks in the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation in northeast Kansas. The state will also use a small amount of funding to conduct a study on certain major bridges and interchanges. Officials say that will help determine where future improvements are needed. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office have located remains believed to be those of a missing Native American man. The body, located Wednesday in rural Marshall County, is believed to be that of 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees of Blue Rapids. Shoptees went missing the night of July 4th. Agents believe he was murdered, and a person of interest is already in custody on unrelated charges. A big drug bust in Shawnee County. The sheriff's office arrested two men from Indiana after finding 100 pounds of marijuana in their vehicle. KSNT reports that a deputy pulled over the vehicle Wednesday on I-70. The deputy's canine detected the pot. Marijuana valued at more than $62,000 was seized. The men, a 27-year-old and a 36-year-old, were charged with felony distribution of marijuana and felony possession of drug paraphernalia. These arrests come just a month after another Indiana man was arrested in Shawnee County with 120 pounds of marijuana and other illegal drugs. And Governor Laura Kelly has directed flags in Lyon County to be flown at half-staff today in honor of Emporia City Commissioner and former mayor Danny Geifer, who died July 6th of cancer. Funeral services will be held later today. This is Kansas Public Radio News. I'm Jay Schaefer.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
This is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
A flash flood warning remains in effect until 7:45 for southwestern Franklin and northwestern Anderson counties. Some of the affected communities include Richmond and Princeton. This part of the state received 3 to 5 inches of rainfall overnight, and flash flooding continues in northwestern Anderson and southwestern Franklin counties. More rain is possible today. We have a slight chance for showers and storms. Otherwise, just sunny and hot with a high near 95. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain after midnight. Overnight, low 74. And tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and storms. Beyond that, sunny and hot weather on Saturday, a high near 97. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy and 70 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go takes place Friday night, July 19th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. We'll be featuring a Roger Corman double feature, Attack of the Crab Monsters and Swamp Women. The show starts at 7 p.m. Again, that's Friday night, July 19th, Liberty Hall. It's all made possible, in part, by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Kansas Public Radio has been serving you since 1952. We have 100,000 listeners every week, but not quite 100,000 listener members. You can help change that. If you've been listening for a while, but you've never made a contribution, you could do so this morning by logging on to our website and pledging away, kansaspublicradio.org. Consider becoming a sustaining member, where an automatic monthly amount is debited from your credit card or bank account, 5, 10, 15 bucks a month, whatever this program is worth to you. Pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
Creative Writing Challenge on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church of Lawrence, worshiping online and in person. Join us at 10:30 a.m. for worship, wonderful music, and a new pastor. We welcome Reverend Dr. Helen Hutchison to our congregation and the community.
A flash flood warning remains in effect until 7:45 this morning for southwestern Franklin and northwestern Anderson counties. Slight chance for showers today, otherwise hot, high of 95.
Live from NPR News, NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:31. A flash flood warning is in effect until 7:45 this morning for southwestern Franklin and northwestern Anderson counties. Some of the affected communities include Richmond and Princeton. We have a chance for additional showers and storms today. Otherwise, sunny skies, hot weather, and a high of 95. Tonight and tomorrow, we have a 30% chance for rain and storms as well. Kansas-born astronaut Joe Engel has died at the age of 91. Born in Chapman, Kansas in 1932, Engel became the youngest pilot ever to qualify as an astronaut. He is the only pilot to fly both the X-15 jet fighter and the space shuttle. Engel died yesterday, surrounded by family and friends. New crime data from the Kansas Bureau of Investigation shows violent crimes are down in the state, but as Zane Irwin reports, that doesn't always ease public fears.
Police agencies in Kansas saw fewer murders, rapes, and robberies in 2023 than the previous year. Still, authorities are reporting higher violent crime rates now than a decade ago. Travis Linneman, who's an associate professor of criminology at Kansas State University, says political candidates and groups often twist crime numbers to fit their narrative.
Glean from it what you can by keeping it in context, but then also pay attention to who's talking about this data and the way they're talking about it.
Perceptions of crime could be a factor in this November's elections. In a 2022 Fox News exit poll in Kansas, 83% of people said rising crime influenced their voting decisions. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A federal judge has ruled that Dodge City's local election system does not violate the rights of its Latino residents. Daniel Cottle reports.
The judge ruled Dodge City's practice of electing its five city commissioners at large does not block candidates backed by Latino voters from holding office. A lawsuit from two Latino residents alleged the practice violates federal anti-discrimination laws. They argued each commissioner should be elected from a separate district for better representation. In his ruling, U.S. District Judge Eric Melgren said candidates backed by the highest percentages of Latino voters won at least half the time in the past decade. Nearly two-thirds of the city's 27,000 residents are Latino. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
Recapping our weather situation, a flash flood warning continues until 7:45 this morning for southwestern Franklin and northwestern Anderson counties. We do have a chance for showers and storms today. Otherwise, sunny skies, a high near 95. Tonight and tomorrow, across the KPR listening area, we have a 30% chance of rain and storms.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
SpiderArt, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. A flash flood warning remains in effect for southwestern Franklin and northwestern Anderson counties until 7:45 this morning. That part of our listening area received anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rainfall overnight, and that has led to flash flooding in communities like Richmond and Princeton. More rain could be on the way. We have at least a 10% chance for rain and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunny skies and a high of 95. Tonight and tomorrow, a 30% chance for rain and storms. Otherwise, just going to be hot tomorrow, high of 97. And on Sunday, a high near 99 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we have a sunny sky, 70 degrees at Kansas Public Radio.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR. Information at PinesGardenMarket.com.
6:50 on this Friday morning, July 12th. A flash flood warning continues until 7:45 this morning for southwestern Franklin County and for northwestern Anderson County. Some of the affected communities include Richmond and Princeton. Again, flash flood warnings continue for northwestern Anderson and southwestern Franklin counties. We have a slight chance for showers and storms today. Otherwise, sunny skies, a high near 95. Late tonight and tomorrow morning, a 30% chance of rain.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. We hope you'll stay with us for our report at 7 o'clock this morning.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
It's sunny and 71 at KPR.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Sasha.
So we've got that going for us. KPR began its life in 1952 as KANU, using a donated FM transmitter. But we've grown since then. Today, Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find us on Facebook. Visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning. The GOP convention starts next week, and Donald Trump is expected to name a running mate by then. What will his choice for VP say about the future of the Republican Party? It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Martinian, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. Kansas-born astronaut Joe Engel has died at the age of 91. Born in Chapman, Kansas in 1932, he became the youngest pilot ever to qualify as an astronaut, and he's the only astronaut to pilot both the X-15 jet fighter and the space shuttle. Engel died yesterday, surrounded by family and friends. The state of Kansas will get about $45 million in federal grants to help build and repair roads, bridges, and sidewalks all across the state. Daniel Cottle has that report.
It's part of a program that uses both federal and local dollars to fund infrastructure projects. More than half of the money will help the city of Topeka make about 50 miles of sidewalk more accessible. Another $16 million will help improve roads and sidewalks in the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation in northeast Kansas. The state will also use a small amount of funding to conduct a study on certain major bridges and interchanges. Officials say that will help determine where future improvements are needed. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle at the State House.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office have located remains believed to be those of a missing Native American man. The body, located Wednesday in rural Marshall County, is believed to be that of 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees of Blue Rapids. Shoptees went missing the night of July 4th. Agents believe he was murdered, and a person of interest is already in custody on unrelated charges. The Kansas 911 Coordinating Council is purchasing a transcription service that also translates languages. As Dylan Lyson tells us, the tool may help emergency dispatchers to quickly respond to non-English-speaking callers.
Emergency dispatchers in Kansas need to use translators when responding to foreign language callers, like Spanish speakers. Jeff Ridgway of the Coordinating Council says the third-party translators, not dispatchers, speak directly to those callers. But the new service provides dispatchers with translated text of the conversation. He says that will help dispatchers respond to callers right away, before needing to get full details from the translator.
We don't know why they need them yet, but we at least have identified what resource to start sending that way.
The Coordinating Council is paying more than $260,000 to implement the service. Each dispatcher station will then pay to license the program. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A big drug bust in Shawnee County. The sheriff's office arrested two men from Indiana after finding 100 pounds of marijuana inside their vehicle. KSNT reports that a deputy pulled over the vehicle Wednesday on I-70. The deputy's canine detected the pot. Marijuana, valued at more than $62,000, was seized. The men, ages 27 and 36, were charged with felony distribution of marijuana and felony possession of drug paraphernalia. This comes on the heels of the arrest of another Indiana man who was arrested last month with 120 pounds of marijuana in Shawnee County.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez in Los Angeles, California.
And 2% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. 7:19 on this Friday morning, a flash flood warning continues for a portion of the KPR listening area. This flash flood warning is in effect until 7:45 this morning for northwestern Anderson and southwestern Franklin counties. Something between 3 and 5 inches of rain have fallen in this area, and it's caused some problems, especially for the communities of Richmond and Princeton. So a flash flood warning continues for a while this morning, next half hour or so, for southwestern Franklin and northwestern Anderson counties. What about the rest of us? Well, we have about a 10% chance for showers and storms today. Otherwise, sunny skies are expected. We'll have a high near 95. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain and storms, mainly after midnight, a low of 74. And for tomorrow, a 30% chance for rain and thunderstorms. Otherwise, sunny and hot on Saturday, a high of 97. By Sunday, we'll have a high near 99.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
God's help. My heart is racing as the door opens. There, in front of us, is an alien.
the results of an AI creative writing challenge on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 o'clock this afternoon for All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7. A flash flood warning remains in effect for the next 15 minutes for southwestern Franklin County as well as northwestern Anderson County. Flash flood warnings are not an exact science, but this one is in effect until 7:45 this morning. It's 7:30, time for the latest news on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR out. This is NPR News from Washington.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. The nation is mourning the loss of one of its greatest astronauts. Kansas-born Joe Engel died yesterday in Houston, surrounded by family and friends. He's the only astronaut to pilot both the X-15 hypersonic rocket plane and the space shuttle. Engel became an astronaut at the age of 32, the youngest pilot ever to qualify as an astronaut. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson called him a natural pilot who helped humanity's dreams take flight in the Apollo program and as one of the first commanders in the space shuttle program. Engel was born in 1932, growing up in the small Kansas town of Chapman in Dickinson County. A big green highway sign on I-70 reminds drivers that Chapman is Engel's hometown. Engel graduated from the University of Kansas in 1955 with a degree in aeronautical engineering. He was 91 years old. New crime data from the Kansas Bureau of Investigation reveals violent crimes are down across the state, but as Zane Irwin reports, that doesn't always ease public fears.
Police agencies in Kansas saw fewer murders, rapes, and robberies in 2023 than the previous year. Still, authorities are reporting higher violent crime rates now than a decade ago. Travis Linneman, who's an associate professor of criminology at Kansas State University, says political candidates and groups often twist crime numbers to fit their narrative.
Glean from it what you can by keeping it in context, but then also pay attention to who's talking about this data and the way they're talking about it.
Perceptions of crime could be a factor in this November's elections. In a 2022 Fox News exit poll in Kansas, 83% of people said rising crime influenced their voting decisions. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A federal judge has ruled that Dodge City's local election system does not violate the rights of its Latino residents.
The judge ruled Dodge City's practice of electing its five city commissioners at large does not block candidates backed by Latino voters from holding office. A lawsuit from two Latino residents alleged the practice violates federal anti-discrimination laws. They argued each commissioner should be elected from a separate district for better representation. In his ruling, U.S. District Judge Eric Melgren said candidates backed by the highest percentages of Latino voters won at least half the time in the past decade. Nearly two-thirds of the city's 27,000 residents are Latino. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the Statehouse.
Slight chance for showers and storms today, otherwise sunny and hot with a high near 95 degrees. Tonight and tomorrow we have a 30% chance for rain and thunderstorms. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Sasha Feit.
And KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The flash flood warning issued earlier for southwestern Franklin and northwestern Anderson counties has expired. That area still has quite a bit of water, however. Today's forecast, a 10% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Otherwise, sunny skies, hot weather, high of 95. Late tonight, sometime after midnight, 30% chance of rain, overnight low of 74. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and storms, then just sunny skies and hot weather on Saturday with a high of 97 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Stick around following Morning Edition for a morning filled with classical music. Cordelia Brown is on KPR 1 from 9 to noon. On KPR 2, it'll be the BBC News at 9 a.m.
But after the harvest, KC.org.
Here at the University of Kansas, we have a cloud-filled sky right now, 73 degrees. It's 7:45.
Good morning, me, Martinez. There are five of them. John, thanks.
Thanks, hey.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio's Morning Edition on this Friday, July 12th.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Business news is coming up next on the Marketplace Morning Report. And then following Morning Edition on KPR1, we will listen to a suite of Hemingway stories in Tales of Hemingway, a suite for cello and orchestra, plus a few songs and some silliness from Gilbert and Sullivan, the Bach Orchestral Suite No. 5, and by request, Rhapsody in Blue. Cordelia Brown and the Classics, following Morning Edition on KPR 1. Over on KPR 2, it'll be the BBC NewsHour at 9 a.m.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Cloudy skies, 73 degrees here in Lawrence. Topeka and Manhattan with 73 degrees as well. Our forecast today includes a slight chance of rain. For the most part, just sunny and hot weather expected today, a high of 95. Late tonight, a 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow, a 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms. Once again, here in Lawrence, cloudy skies and 73 degrees at 7:51.
RSM, American Public Media.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio, which includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K25 8BT in Manhattan, at 99.5. Find us online, kansaspublicradio.org. Here's the new forecast from the National Weather Service. Sunny with a high near 93. Tonight, late tonight, a 30% chance for showers and storms, and a 30% chance tomorrow. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. President Biden and
Moscow.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:04. Kansas-born astronaut Joe Engel has died at the age of 91. Born in Chapman in Dickinson County in 1932, Engel became the youngest pilot ever to qualify as an astronaut. He's the only astronaut to pilot both the X-15 hypersonic rocket plane and the space shuttle. A green highway sign on I-70 reminds motorists that Chapman is Engel's hometown. He died yesterday in Houston, surrounded by family and friends. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has released crime data for 2023. Violence seems to have dropped across the state as state and local police recorded fewer murders, rapes, and robberies than the year before. Still, agencies report higher violent crime rates now as compared to a decade ago. Travis Linneman is an associate professor of criminology at Kansas State University and treats this data with some skepticism. He says statistics aren't always reliable and most incidents go unreported to police.
We don't really know exactly what's going on with crime in a given year, and we're only kind of given a small, imperfect window into understanding it.
Linneman says homicide tends to be the best tracked data point. Kansas had 157 murders last year. That's the fewest since the pandemic began. Meanwhile, the KBI reports 34 murders in Topeka in 2023. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that that's more than double the 15 murders committed in 2022. Kansas will get about $45 million in federal money to help build and repair roads, bridges, and sidewalks across the state. Daniel Caudill has that report.
It's part of a program that uses both federal and local dollars to fund infrastructure projects. More than half of the money will help the city of Topeka make about 50 miles of sidewalk more accessible. Another $16 million will help improve roads and sidewalks in the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation in northeast Kansas. The state will also use a small amount of funding to conduct a study on certain major bridges and interchanges. Officials say that will help determine where future improvements are needed. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
The Kansas 911 Coordinating Council is purchasing a transcription service that also translates languages.
Emergency dispatchers in Kansas need to use translators when responding to foreign language callers, like Spanish speakers. Jeff Ridgway of the Coordinating Council says the third-party translators, not dispatchers, speak directly to those callers. But the new service provides dispatchers with translated text of the conversation. He says that will help dispatchers respond to callers right away, before needing to get full details from the translator.
We don't know why they need them yet, but we at least have identified what resource to start sending that way.
The Coordinating Council is paying more than $260,000 to implement the service. Each dispatcher station will then pay to license the program. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
And I'm Jay Schaefer.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is FM 91.5 in Lawrence, and FM 91.3 in Junction City.
Support for KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church of Lawrence, worshiping online and in person. Join us at 10:30 a.m. for worship, wonderful music, and a new pastor. We welcome Reverend Dr. Helen Hutchison to our congregation and the community.
In about 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national news headlines and a look at Kansas headlines as well. Sunny skies today and pretty hot with a high close to 95. Late tonight, we're looking at a 30% chance for showers and storms. That's mainly after 4 a.m., so you could say 30% chance of rain tomorrow morning. Otherwise, on Saturday, a chance of showers and storms, but then sunny skies and a high of 96. By Sunday, it'll be sunny and hot with a high near 97 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, focused on helping to preserve your most valuable asset. More information about home preservation is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Stick around following Morning Edition on KPR One. It's the Classics with Cordelia Brown, including a suite of Hemingway stories in a piece called Tales of Hemingway, a suite for cello and orchestra. She'll also give us a few songs and some silliness from Gilbert and Sullivan and the Bach Orchestral Suite No. 5. That's the Classics from 9 to noon on KPR One.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Creative Writing Challenge on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock today here on KPR. Normally, Laura Lorson would be your host, but I think Kay McIntyre is filling in today. In fact, I know she is. Kay McIntyre will be your host on All Things Considered from 3 to 7. It's going to be hot today. Under sunny skies, we'll warm up to something near 95. Pretty much the same thing for tomorrow. However, late tonight and tomorrow, we have a 30% chance of showers and storms.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm better.
Ashley Westerman, NPR News, Lviv.
This is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Family and friends are mourning the death of one of America's greatest astronauts. Kansas-born Joe Engel died yesterday in Houston, surrounded by family and friends. He's the only astronaut to pilot both the X-15 hypersonic rocket plane and the space shuttle. Engel became an astronaut at the age of 32, the youngest pilot ever to qualify as an astronaut. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson called him a natural pilot who helped humanity's dreams take flight in the Apollo program and as one of the first commanders in the space shuttle program. Joe Engel was born in 1932, growing up in the small Kansas town of Chapman near Abilene. A big green highway sign on I-70 reminds drivers that Chapman is his hometown. Engel graduated from the University of Kansas with a degree in aeronautical engineering. He was 91 years old. Emergency dispatchers in Kansas will soon get a tool to help them respond to non-English-speaking callers. The Kansas 911 Coordinating Council has approved purchasing a transcription service that also translates languages like calls from Spanish speakers. Jeff Ridgway of the Coordinating Council says third-party translators, not dispatchers, will speak directly to the foreign language callers. But the new service will provide the dispatchers with a real-time translated transcription of the conversation between the caller and the translator. He says that will help dispatchers better understand what the caller needs.
Our goal being reduce the time that it takes to get resources to wherever they needed to go and make sure we're identifying the correct resources to send.
The Coordinating Council is paying more than $260,000 to implement the service for the state's dispatcher stations. Each station will then pay to license the program. A big drug bust in Shawnee County. The sheriff's office arrested two men from Indiana after finding 100 pounds of marijuana in their vehicle. KSNT reports that a deputy pulled over the vehicle Wednesday on I-70. Marijuana valued at more than $62,000 was seized. Two men are in custody. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the state
Metropolis. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia in Cleveland.
So, Sasha, do you prefer superheroes with capes or without capes?
I think Wonder Woman is my superhero. Kind of a jock, not a weakling.
Yeah,
cool
she
clothes.
Kind of wears a cape, too, sometimes.
Dang it.
I was hoping you'd say no capes. That's the correct answer. I like the Flash, that's why. This is NPR News.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. And I have a quick correction to announce on behalf of NPR. Cleveland isn't Superman's hometown. As we all know, Superman's hometown is in Smallville, Kansas. I'm sure NPR regrets the error.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio. Got a morning filled with classical music in store for you on KPR One, coming up after the 9 o'clock news from NPR. Tales of Hemingway, a suite for cello and orchestra. The Bach Orchestral Suite No. 5, Rhapsody in Blue, and then a few songs from Gilbert and Sullivan. Cordelia Brown has the classics from 9 to noon today on KPR One. Over on KPR2, it's the BBC NewsHour.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Kansas City is blessed with a lot of great guitar players, and we'll hear from one this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge, the Rod Fleeman Trio. I'm David Bassey. Join me live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
Good morning. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
This is Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Sunny and hot weather in store, a high of 95. Late tonight, we have a 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow morning, a 30% chance of showers and storms. Otherwise, sunny and hot on Saturday with a high of 97. Sunday, a high of 99, and by Monday, a high near 101.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
Things are starting to warm up across our listening area. It's sunny and 76 in Lawrence. In Manhattan, sunny and 77. Chanute, partly cloudy, 76. And in Emporia, sunny skies, 77 degrees. Stick around for classical music with Cordelia Brown. Or if you still need more news and talk, you'll get news and talk around the clock on KPR2. At 9 o'clock this morning, we will bring you the BBC News Hour. You'll find the programming guide for KPR 1 and KPR 2 on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's 8:51.
Ace? Before I die?
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was inspired by B.J. Litterman. I am Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm A. Martinez.
The place to find NPR News... it's Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. Well, have you heard who is in the KPR Community Spotlight this month of July?
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Sunny and hot weather today and all weekend long. We'll have a high today near 95. Late tonight, 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow morning, a 30% chance of showers and storms. Otherwise, sunny and hot on Saturday, high of 97. By Sunday, we'll hit 99, and on Monday, 100, maybe 101 degrees. Here on the KU campus in Lawrence, sunny skies, 76. In Manhattan, 77. Chanute, partly cloudy and 76. And in Emporia, sunny skies, 77 degrees. Is Cordelia Brown playing the music you want to hear? I think so, but if not, if you have something special you'd like to hear, you can always make a request. She's pretty good at that, playing back listener requests. Just send her an email or give us a call here at Kansas Public Radio. She may or may not play it, but like I said, she's pretty good at getting to listener requests. So give it a try. It's 9:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. An influential House Democrat is reiterating